Well, this stewardship Sunday, we have some wonderful scriptures that God has given to us, and the lectionary offers us for this particular Sunday on the liturgical calendar. And so it gives us an opportunity to talk about giving, as in just a few moments, what we'll do is ask you to place into the collection plate the first time we come around. Don't worry, we're only taking money once. The first time the collectors come around today, we'll ask you to place the little yellow card that you received in the mail so that you may pledge your time and talent for the year 2016. And this offers an opportunity for our council and our budget committee to be able to offer an operations budget at our annual meeting. So it is traditionally what we call Stewardship Sunday. So as we talk about giving this morning, I want to talk not about necessarily how much to give, but leaning on God's word this morning to talk about how to give. And I believe that Old Testament lesson really gives us a very nice model for understanding how to give. The story is quite interesting, and it begins in that very first verse that we heard, verse 8 of 1 Kings 17, where we're told that the prophet hears the word of the Lord. He's listening for God speaking. And it also talks about a widow. And it's interesting because in Scripture, we can often understand the widow to represent that of lacking. The widow is often depicted as a female, older in age, no longer with her earthly partner. She is, in fact, by herself. A picture, if you will, of need, a picture, if you will, of poverty. And we saw that reflected again in our gospel reading, which we'll get to in a moment. But what the word tells us is that the word of the Lord came to the prophet Elijah and says, I have directed a widow there to supply you with food, with sustenance, with the ability to continue to live. What an interesting portrayal God's word offers us there. This woman who is lacking has been directed to offer supply. And so what we see there is a lesson in obedience, because it says that the prophet went as he was directed by God, and when he came to the town gate, he actually makes a demand upon the widow, one that in the natural, in the physical world, she presumably would be very hard-pressed to be able to fulfill. And in fact, it's quite a sad sort of presentation, because what she says after he asked her for a little bit of water and a little bit of bread, she tells him just how little she has. In fact, she says that she's ready to make a meal for herself and for her son, so that they may eat it and die. This is the epitome of extreme poverty. Nothing really left to even live for. Yet, the story continues, she does exactly what God's prophet asked her to do. She gives out of obedience to the Lord's calling upon her life. She also gives from a place of sacrifice. She has so very little to give, yet she gives exactly as the prophet asked her to. We prayed that psalm together this morning from the 146th Psalm, and it gives us such wonderful spiritual wisdom. It tells us that we're not to put our trust in princes. We don't put our trust in worldly leaders. We shouldn't be putting our trust in governments of this world. We should be putting our trust in only that which can save us, and that is God's grace exemplified through his Son Jesus Christ, who also was obedient. Obedient to the point where it cost him his life. He laid down his life and gave it sacrificially. Blessed are those whose help is in the God of Jacob, the psalm tells us, whose hope is in the Lord their God. And this morning, we see the reflection of that widow again as Jesus tells the story of the poor widow, what's sometimes known in Holy Scriptures, the story of the widow's mite. And there's a picture being told in that story of very wealthy people coming forward. Some of them are actually the priests of the synagogue. And in the end, it's the widow, the poor widow, who comes forward and gives a couple of coins worth just a few cents. She's being obedient, and she's also being sacrificial in her giving. We can't say the same necessarily for the wealthy people that Jesus talks about in this story. Are they being obedient? Yes, they are giving, just as they're called to give. But are they giving sacrificially? So if the wealthiest among them gave 10 times more what the widow gave, are they giving sacrificially? Probably not. Why? Well, because Jesus tells us the answer. They give out of their wealth. They give a tiny little portion of it. And yes, it's a lot more than the widow could ever imagine giving. But they have a lot more left over. But she doesn't give out of her wealth. Jesus says that it's out of her poverty that she put in everything, all that she has to live on. I don't do a whole lot of reading of the newspapers. I find that they depress me. I used to love reading them. And I realize I feel a lot better if I spend less time reading the newspaper, more time reading God's Word. But last month, something caught my attention. I think it was in USA Today. Maybe it wasn't. It was one of the national newspapers. And it was an article about retirement. And it's interesting. If I'm remembering some of the statistics correctly, it said that there are in excess of 50 million retired Americans. That's a lot of folks. And what that means is they're living on an income that is usually what we might call fixed. And if you're on Social Security, for instance, you know what's been in the headlines lately. Even if you don't read the newspapers, you can't escape some of these headlines. There's not going to be a raise given for cost of living in the coming year for folks who are on a fixed income of Social Security. But in excess of 50 million retired Americans, so they're living on Social Security, they're living on their 401ks, they're living on their 403bs, they've worked their whole lives and put aside something so that they can continue to be able to live at least prayerfully some level of comfort. But it made a point in this article to talk about the top 100 CEOs in the nation and what their retirement packages look like versus what the average American's retirement package looks like. And if you were to take the top 100 CEOs' retirement packages, that's 100 people, just think about that for a moment, 100 people, you take their retirement packages, you add them all together. To get the number that 100 have collectively from the rest of the 50 million retired Americans, you'd actually have to take 41% of all of those 50 million people and combine all of their retirement savings together. 41% of 50 million plus people to get to what those top 100 CEOs have in their retirement package. And I'm not saying that to take a swipe at people who have made lots of money. I'm saying that to draw this illustration about giving. You remember I started a few moments ago this talk by saying that it's not about how much we give, it's about how we give. And I think what we see today in the scriptures, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, is God is calling us to give in two very specific ways. Number one, to give out of obedience. And number two, to give sacrificially. It is the absolute model that God offers us his grace, that Christ gave obediently and sacrificially so that we may have a presence in heaven with our Father God. And it's the way I believe we're called to stewardship. Again, not necessarily about the raw number of how much we give, but to ask ourselves these questions. when we're pledging to support the mission of Christ Church here on earth, when we're pledging to support what goes on right here on Sunday mornings, are we pledging it obediently? And are we doing so at some level that is sacrificial for us? As we contemplate the reality that in a few days we're going to mark Veterans Day, and we had that beautiful opportunity to celebrate our veterans this morning, again, it gives us an opportunity to reflect on obedience and sacrifice. These gentlemen that stood up this morning, they were obedient to the call that their nation placed on them. And my guess is they made some huge sacrifices during that time so that they could serve this nation, protect what we have, protect the liberties that we enjoy. Another Christ-like model, I believe, showing up in a very secular sort of world, but something for us to take notice of and something for us this morning as we're walking out those doors when you see those guys, to shake their hand and to tell them thank you and God bless you. So this Stewardship Sunday, that's my call for you, to answer those questions. Not necessarily about how much you give, but about how you give. Are you giving obediently? Are you giving sacrificially? If you're one of those people in the lower end, say of the retirement side, if you're giving X amount of money, it doesn't really compare to those top 100 CEOs who might give the exact same amount as you. One might be an extremely huge gift in comparison to what one has. One might even be a larger gift, but in comparison to what they have, it may be absolutely nothing. You've heard me say this before. I'm not one who preaches tithing. I believe that's an old covenant sort of way of looking at things. And I believe if you believe you're called to tithe, to give 10% of your first fruits, God bless you, please do. And I'm not sure everyone is called to tithe. But I do believe that there are some of us who, if all we're doing is offering a tithe, we're robbing God. Obedience and sacrifice. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, this morning as we have an opportunity to present our pledge cards for the year 2016, I ask that your Holy Spirit be amongst us moving, that we feel your presence, that we heed your calling, that your wisdom be amongst us, and that whatever it is that you are calling us to give, that we do so in a manner of obedience. And we recognize that part of the calling is one of sacrifice. Not so that we can be great or good, or we can have those flowing robes of the high priest that were talked about in the gospel reading today, but that we can be more like the widow, that we might give the way she did, obediently and sacrificially. So Lord, as we prepare to receive these pledge cards this morning, I ask that you bless them and that you bless those who offer them. And this prayer I offer in the name of your Son, the one who obediently and sacrificially gave all. His name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we pray in his name. And all God's children said, Amen. Amen. I would invite our ushers forward this morning.